And we're up and away for another Zav Chat. Morning, Bill.
Morning, Shane. Morning, Wilbur.
Morning, Mr. Doherty. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. I'm a buoyant this week. We've had a wonderful assembly yesterday.
Fantastic.
Some wonderful Mother's Day events, etc., obviously coming through to this Sunday. But today we're shining a wonderful torch on our terrific boarding community. Boarding week next week, and obviously we had sustainability as our theme, Wilbur, yesterday at the assembly as well, which was terrific. But maybe we introduce, we've got three very special guests today, but Alex Smith, our head of boarding. Welcome, Alex.
Hello, everyone. Lovely to be here.
Morning, Alex.
And we've also got Clara, who is our assistant head of boarding and also particularly caring for our year 9 and 10 boarders in our perfectly refurbished Morris Wing. Welcome, Clara.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody.
Great to have you, Clara. Welcome.
Thank you. Of course, it wouldn't be a show if we didn't have one of our fantastic students and Willem Hanegraaff, our head of captain of boarding. Mate, welcome.
Morning, Mr. Doherty. Morning, Shane.
Hi, Willem. Wilbur. Good to see you, mate.
So, Alex, lovely to talk about boarding. You could talk about boarding under wet cement, but it's a sort of a passionate area of the college, isn't it? It's just a great bit of life of Xavier.
Yeah, it's obviously something that we're very passionate about, and we think it's the heart and soul of the school. And the fact that we have students that come from all across the country and overseas, and to call this place their home as well as their school, it's really special.
What's the furthest they come from right now?
Right now in Australia, we would say Broome, and Hong Kong would be our furthest overseas students.
Wow.
It's a great sort of diversity of the community as well in there, and watching how they all blend together, Alex. That's not an easy feat, is it? Just the great difference of our boys, 80 boys from so many different places, and also even from two from New Zealand at the moment who have joined us, which is fantastic. But allowing boys to blend and be themselves and be accepting of others, it's got its challenges, but it's got its beauty.
Yeah, and it's a real focus of ours, so we talk about it often, about how we welcome our new students in and how we support them as they arrive. We know it's a challenge to start at any new school, but also moving into boarding as well. So you've got that being away from home, starting a new school, it is a challenge. So we talk about that. We talk about how we can support them as they first arrive. We've got some more formal structures around our mentoring system. So as new students arrive, they've got a buddy within their own year group, and they've got an older mentor who's really there to look out for them. And I think also our staffing structure, where we've got quality staff to help those students within the boarding house and within the school, makes a huge difference.
Well, and why don't we sort of throw maybe over your way, and it'd just be great. There's going to be people listening literally from overseas, from the furthest reaches of Australia, regional Victoria, southern New South Wales, and all points in between. And there might be people thinking, gee, I wonder about boarding. I wonder just what it's like. So nothing better than a head of boarding to guide us through it. Just maybe quickly describe, a regular week, in the boarding house, and sort of some of the additional things that you do.
Yeah, so on a Monday to Friday, they're all pretty similar days. We get woken up by Alex at about 7:45 in the morning. It's always
earlier this week.
Yeah, best part of the morning when he comes in. And then, yeah, pretty much a normal pre-school, just get ready. Brekkies, all our dining halls on campus. So go over there, come back, get ready, head over to school. It's probably a bit easier to get there than most boys. And then normal school, get home. Everyone has footy training after school. So footy training or rugby training or some of our sport training. So everyone goes to that, and then dinner's at about 5:45. So pretty early, but then allows us to get a couple of study sessions in. So that starts at about 6:45 and ends at about 9:15 and 8:45 for the younger year levels. And then it's pretty similar. We just, on weekdays, we don't really do much after that. Get ready for bed.
So before you hit the weekend, can I just ask one thing?
Yeah.
The study sessions, how do they work? Are you all in a big room, or do you have your own little, desk in your bedroom? How does all that work? I think it's what a lot of parents would wonder.
Yeah, so it changes as you progress through the year levels. For year 9s and 10s, everyone goes over to the new Costco building. So they all go in those classrooms over there. The year 11s go over there for the first study. So we separate into two different blocks with a 15-minute break in between. So the year 11s go over there for the first study, and then optional, you can go back over there or you can study in your room. So a lot of boys are starting to study over there with the new building, and it's a lot easier. And then year 12s, a lot of us are choosing to go over to the Costco, but we kind of have more roam of when we want to do it and where we want to do it. So a lot of us are starting to choose the Costco building for our study.
Interesting.
We've seen a big shift over the last couple of years. We have Marge scholars working within the Costco building to support all our boarding students. And
a Marge scholar, for those who might be listening, is just an old boy or another young adult, a recent graduate. And we've got some beautiful male and female role models there. Often they've scored academically very well themselves, and they're back contributing. Sorry, Alex, keep going.
And there's been just a real shift that I've noticed, that our boarders are much more willing to use that help that's available to them over the last couple of years. And some of those Marge scholars were recent leavers as in boarders from last year. So Tom Smith and Pat Roach and Ethan Brown all finished last year, all did very well. Our boarders know them and can relate to them, and are much more willing to go to those guys for help during that study time.
And I think before Willem talks about the weekends, I know something you and Michael Islett were particularly thrilled with was quite a large percentage of the boarders last year got quite a strong ATAR. Do you want to talk about that? That was something pretty terrific.
We had fantastic results last year.
And the year before?
And the year before, yeah. We've had fantastic results, which we're very proud of. Academically, that is, but as always, we're just proud of the young people that we produce, and the quality of graduate that we produced last year was exceptional. But not to take away from the wonderful cohort we have this year in Year 12, who we expect to do extremely well as well.
Well, take us to the weekend, Willem.
Yeah, so probably also with the study, we've got our boarding staff that are over there with us each night. So they're really good at helping. A lot of the boys have good relationships with them, with teachers, including Clara, that can help us out with that. And then to the weekend, the main question we probably get asked is like how strict they are, like with going out and everything. Do you have to stay on campus? So we've got an app called Aura where you just put in your passes each day, where you've got a day pass, a local pass, or an overnight pass. So for your day or overnight pass, you just put it in and then gets sent through to Alex and the boarding staff, and they just have to tick it off. And most of the time it doesn't really get rejected. So they do that most of the time, and then you're allowed to go wherever you want. So a lot of boys go out to their sports on Saturday, wherever that is, and then wherever they want to go Saturday night. At the minute, it's a lot of footy Saturday night in Melbourne. They go to that as much as possible. A lot of boys go into the CBD for something to do, and then it's pretty easy wherever they want to do it. That's the weekend really. And then Sundays are a bit more chill. We got dinner as a whole boarding house Sunday night, and then mass at 6:30, which it's probably a lot of the boys enjoy every week. Father Chris does a really great, probably 30-minute mass with us.
I've been to a few of those. They're really terrific.
Yeah, they're so good. Yeah. And all the boys love them.
They're personable, and when you have someone as fantastic as our rector just speaking so brilliantly straight to our boys who knows them so well, it is special. And Willem, I was smiling away because someone who's a good, fine, upstanding citizen like yourself, I'm sure, doesn't have too many sort of checks and balances on leave, but it's a beautiful sense of partnership as well with parents. So obviously parents engage there, and Alex, you must also enjoy that connectivity with parents. You know, they make so many of them will don't get a chance to come down. So it's very special when they are, in from Hong Kong or over from Broome, etc. But a few of our regional parents, make a wonderful effort to get here and be on a boundary line for our boys, whatever side they might be playing in, watching them play and then maybe having a night with them or seeing your boys go off to a day school family as well.
Yeah, weekends are pretty busy, and it's a lot of our boarding parents who actually travel, and I say to them, you guys are travelling some kilometres to get here to watch your son on the weekend, but they say compared to the amount of kilometres that they would normally travel in a week at home to get to different trainings, different rep teams, to get to different towns on weekends to watch their sons play, it's not that much travel compared to coming to Melbourne and watching their son and being able to take them out for a night, enjoy a night in Melbourne. In terms of our weekends and our leave, there's so much to offer in Melbourne. So we want to encourage our boarders to get out and to see different things and to have those experiences in Melbourne that they may not have from their hometowns. We do also offer a range of weekend activities for boarders, which are voluntary. They can sign up to. Like last term, we went to the wakeboarding cable park. We went go-karting. We all as a boarding house, we offered to go to watch Finn O'Sullivan play, an ex-boarder from last year, play his first game for North Melbourne, which was lovely. So whatever may be happening in Melbourne, we offer our boys to sign up. Movie nights, escape rooms, things that they can sign up to and give them opportunities over the weekend.
Thanks, Smitty. I've got one for Willem, and then probably Clara and Mr. Smith could also attest to it. But how's the brotherhood sort of in the boarding house? I know a couple of you have been here since year 9. In year 12, you'll share a room with one other boarder for the whole year. And you just sort of, from what I can sense, is that you just sort of become brothers sort of as in one whole cohort. So just speak to that sort of community and how you all get around each other and live with each other in harmony, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I came in year 10 and there was about 9 or 10 boys from year 9, and straight away you saw how close they are and how connected they are after probably a year of living together. And I think it probably took us only about probably the first 2 or 3 weeks, and then you're all best mates, you're all living together, you're with each other all the time. And just like even things like after study, you go into one of the boys' rooms and just like talk to for a couple of hours, and just little things like that you're always together. You're like just boys you can go and it's just like anything you can do, talk to them about anything. And you probably see it in the day school, all the boarders, they're always together, they're always with the day boys, but they're always sort of hanging around together. It's just like that second family that everyone talks so much about. So it's probably, you don't get it really anywhere else. Just the mates that you'll have for life, and just from sharing so much together over a 3-4 year period.
And as we pass over to Clara for a few thoughts and welcome her into the conversation, it's lovely. I do enjoy, Willem, it's just those incidental moments. There's these beautifully structured, very purposeful activities that Mr. Smith was just speaking about. But it's those just opportunities of just hanging out and being with each other, which I find special. Clara, welcome into the conversation.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to get your perspective on this, of what you've seen. So it's your almost your second stint back in our boarding house, and now obviously in a wonderful position. But how do you find our boys, and what do you sense of this brotherhood?
So I've been here for, this is coming to the end of my third week, and it is incredible how close I already feel with the boys, and just seeing them, like I feel like I've known them for 2 years. From probably day number half, as in halfway through the first day, I just felt like they really welcomed me, and that's the attitude that they have towards each other as well. And we've had two new boarders from New Zealand come along. Immediately they were welcomed in. I think the connections within the boarding house are just so unique, and I guess that's the reason that I did really want to come back, because I think it's really, really special what we've got here, what you've created.
And it might be nice to hear, Alex, just from you as well, but that sense of welcome that our boys have and leaning into each other and that openness to engage, these are amazing skills for life, aren't they? So, Alex? Yeah.
We do say when we have new staff arrive, we tell the boys it's like how we welcome our students. We've got new staff here. It's not easy for staff to start at a new school as well, so please make yourself known to them. Introduce yourself, not once, but a couple of times. Have a conversation. And all our new staff, they always say how blown away they are coming into our boys' homes, that our boarders are willing to come in and have that conversation and to, positively engage with them, to get to know them.
And Alex, you've said it's been beautiful seeing the boarding house lean into your family, three gorgeous little children, and it's almost like they've got big brothers that they're growing up with as well. Clara, lovely to hear maybe a bit about your background, because you also not only have a wonderful school experience, but you've also gone into that tertiary college life and seeing, maybe the skills required then in residential living in the next step, and maybe a little reflection there, and love to hear a bit about your journey.
So I'm originally from Queensland, so it's small town Eyre near Townsville. So I feel, even though I wasn't a boarder myself, I lived at home the whole time throughout my schooling, I do feel I feel one with the boys in that I'm also from quite far away. I moved to Brisbane when I finished school and did 3 years at Union College. I was in student leadership there. I just absolutely loved it. Even though, sort of just a reflection of boarding school but at a tertiary level, I just found the community just amazing. It was so lovely to have a home away from home. And those connections, they're still very much carrying on strong today. I then did a bit of teaching, moved to Melbourne. 2022, I was here at Xavier. I was working in the boarding house and I was also working in the day school just as a casual supply teacher. I obviously loved what I saw in the boarding school. I felt very, very much a part of the fabric. The only reason I left was because it just wasn't the right time for me to settle down. I went off to travel. I did lots and lots of travel, lived overseas for 2 years in London and did lots of supply teaching, was exposed to lots of different schooling situations over there.
London's a great home base too if you are on that side of the world,
and
isn't it?
That's exactly what I did. So I spent every opportunity I could outside of London. Loved London, but managed to cover a lot of Europe, which I'm really, really grateful that I had that opportunity. But then when it was time to come home, I saw this job come up and thought there could be nothing more perfect. I really didn't want to leave in 2022. It just wasn't the right fit for me time-wise in my life. So it just feels, just perfect that I was able to come back. So thank you for having me back.
It's nice, those sliding door moments, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Where sort of when one opens and then it maybe reopens again when you not necessarily expect it, but we were certainly thrilled, Clara, when it aligned again.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say, Bill. I'm probably letting out a little secret here, but I haven't seen Alex and Michael Islett so excited and so happy when they heard that Clara was joining us. So there's a nice little pat on the back, Clara.
Well, and when Clara first worked here in boarding, she was one of the first female staff that we had working in boarding, which was, we saw, it was a great, really positive move. And now we have a number of really wonderful women which work in our boarding staff, which adds a lot. And we often say that our boarding house, it isn't like a locker room, and we're always talking about healthy masculinity, and we want our boarding house to reflect a family home and a family, our living rooms and our family kitchens. So, having that great mix of staff and to say to what you mentioned about our positivity, we had this amazing new junior boarding house as a physical environment. And last term, the one thing we were missing was having a staff member that was living in there, overseeing that junior boarding house, being fully invested in that. And now we have that, and it's fantastic.
In Clara. Yeah, wonderful.
And is it lovely that you've said that, Alex, because it's the influence of so many different people in our boarding house that gives our students so much life and growth and perspective. Lovely to sort of shine that sort of torch. I had a lovely wander through the other day in that beautiful Costa building where the boys were studying, and they're really engaged in the space, and had the lovely pleasure of meeting Grace for the first time, a college captain herself from regional Victoria, I think I'm right in saying, and she was there with Michael O'Brien, former vice captain of the college, just outstanding contributor around here. And so you sort of think, gee, not bad mentoring and guidance and people to look up to for our boys.
I'm going to shine the light on you, Willem, for a little while if we can, and I know Wilbur will have a couple of questions for you. I'm just interested to start the ball rolling on the Willem ride. Year 10, 11, 12, boys change. That's fact. We all know every boy will be different in year 12 to year 10, but do you feel the boarding part of your life has changed you even a little bit more? Tell us about the Willem of February 23 and the Willem of May 25.
Yeah, so obviously 3 year period of year 10, 11 and 12, everyone grows up a little bit, everyone becomes a bit more mature, but boarding I think just helps us so much. I don't think without boarding, just little things like moving away from home, having little like building connections with everyone else from all over Australia, I think just helps that, like excels that so much. Just I wouldn't be able to go out with anyone and just be able to start talking to anyone, which the borders just like helped so much. Just all the different personalities and so obviously wasn't Won't be able to do that. Three years ago.
Mr. Smith spoke earlier, Willem, about the sort of positive female role models in the boarding house. And from an onlooker, it's so obvious to see the large support network that you boys have. And one of those incredible women is Jen Prowse, who helps you boys in a well-being sort of role and sort of like your mother at your second home, I like to sort of look at it. Through your experiences, and you've had a relatively big injury with your sporting in the past sort of couple months, how have you used that resource and that support network to help you and to get you looking the best for the big year 12?
Yeah, so Jen's amazing. Obviously in the last couple of months I've had to lean on her a lot, and Alex, he's amazing too. So she's really good at just putting perspective into everything and listening to everything you have to say, and then just like giving a real life spin on it. She's so good at just relating to all the boys. Everyone, probably majority of our boys, have definitely gone to speak to her at some point, even if they haven't, even if nothing's wrong. They're just a chat with someone, that motherly figure that they probably lose a bit coming to boarding school. She's so good, and I know Clara is the exact same for the juniors and the seniors now. Definitely had to lean on her a little bit in the last couple of months.
And Willem, I might go there a bit more. So for people who might not know you as much or the story, like you had every expectation of being one of the leading lights on the Roach Oval for the first 18 this year. And that injury, you know, it's got to be a devastating. It's certainly, I get upset every time I see you on a boundary line. But then again, I get uplifted because you're passionately on that bounding line. You're making a contribution. You're just helping out. You're right down to the 10As, helping down there as well. And then up with all your mates in the first. But, you know, sometimes life doesn't go to plan, does it? And I just admire, you know, watching your character. But maybe just open, if you can, a little bit more there. It's a tough journey, isn't it, when you had dreams at the start of a season and they're not going out. You know, talk us through that a little bit, because I think it's a wonderful story of your approach.
Yeah, definitely. So as a team, we probably started just getting together and getting excited about the year last year. And then to come back this year over a full pre-season, and then it was my first game back of footy for the year. Obviously had a suspected hamstring tear, which was then contributed from osteitis pubis, which normally puts you out for about 10 to 12 months. I had that, which was obviously tough. And then the initial feeling of just not being able to play for the whole year with the boys was probably tough at the start. And then obviously Jen and Alex helped put that into perspective of for that first couple of weeks. And then just moving on to like just things that I can do has probably helped me the most. So being able to help Shane and the year level 10s. And
doing a great job, I might add.
Yeah, so it is fun. And then helping out the first and seconds wherever we can. I'm trying to build the connection between the first, the senior year levels, and the youngers is probably a big role this year. Just little things that when you can't play probably helps through the hard parts of an injury. Obviously boarding helps that so much. The boys are, they're so good, and yeah, definitely makes it easier.
And it does provide just a whole new perspective, doesn't it? I'm sure when it is in the exciting moment, when you do return back onto the field to play at whatever stage of your life, and it might not be in red and black, mate, but maybe it's an old have or whatever you might be doing in your next bit. The experiences now that you're getting over the course of this year, and your new insights in the game, and you're sitting right next to Heels or to Robbie Tarrant, or you know, just hearing their little perspectives, I'm sure you'll come back a sharper player. It was a touching moment for me on Saturday. You know, the high of Scotch and a desperately close loss, you know, within a goal to Carey, and here after that, going for a little bit of a run, in a little training run, etc. I got excited because I thought, gee, I might actually keep up with you there as you were just re-entering your rehab. But, you know, they're, again, as I said, I just found that a touching moment and lovely to see you just taking all the little steps to get yourself back as well.
And I think, Willem, I don't want to embarrass you, but I think it's a great example when you're going through something tough in your individual life, caring and being compassionate and looking after others can really help, or hopefully does help, and Willem's a great example of that not just in the sporting program, but within the boarding house and with everyone that he comes across.
And last year, I think you went back to your old school, didn't you? What did you do there? That would have been interesting.
Yeah, so for a great program that we run here is the Social Awareness Week in Year 11, which I was lucky enough to go back to the local primary school in Wood End, which was so much fun, and enjoyed it so much. Went another couple of times later throughout the year, and just being able to connect back home at different parts. I know a lot of the boys, when they do move away from home, little things that they're able to connect with their local homes, clubs, and I know it's a big part of being able to get back and help out in any way.
Well said. One great little story, Alex, from the assembly with the two New Zealand boys. You'll know their names.
Douglas and Rupert.
And they were with, at the end of the assembly, their current principal, Mr...
Dean Wearmouth. Yes.
Wearmouth,
yeah,
that's right.
He's visiting.
And it was hilarious because the two boys wanted to take Mr. Wearmouth to a cafe. And they were debating, do we go to Glenferrie Road or do we go up to Kew? In 3 or 4 weeks, they've just got to know the place. It was quite magnificent.
Yes, it's great having these two young men from Auckland, coming from a relatively new Jesuit Ignatian school over there, which only opened last year, and with smaller numbers, to be able to have them come over and have this opportunity to share in what we do at this school. And every assembly, I think, is fantastic. But yesterday's assembly, for them to be there, and for Dean, their principal, to be there as well, I think it's just there's so much beautiful and wonderful things that go on in our assemblies and very Ignatian, and it was just a lovely, it's great for them to experience that.
Well, this is just about always, Bill, our favourite segment of Zav Chat. And here we go, Wilbur.
Thanks, Heels. So, yeah, last Friday we're in our great preparations for the Maytime Fair, which was a huge success on the Saturday, which culminated with a great round of the winter sport, the second round for the APS first teams, and then a good first round for the other boys. This week on Tuesday, the Year 12s had an away game against MLC, Prefect Netball, which was great fun. We got the win. Miss Vanderpoel, who was the coach, was very happy with that.
I can't imagine she'd be competitive at all.
Oh, not at all.
Not.
Yeah. Oh.
Well done, Pauline.
Yeah, yesterday was a huge day at the school. We had the Mother's Day Mass and morning tea, which was very well attended. We had overflow in the Cosca Chapel, which was great, and the Memorial Chapel was full to the brim, so that was awesome. We also had the great assembly that Mr. Smith has mentioned. I'll just also testify that Mr. Doherty's words, and as well as Mr. Eilert's words and Arnie Bagava's words on sustainability, as well as some other things, were very well received. Boys were very grateful to hear from all three of those speakers.
Yeah, they were good speeches, weren't they?
Oh,
they were very good.
It was amazing, yeah. Just really dived into who we are as Zavarians and how we hold ourselves, as Mr. Doherty says, in the moment, and, how we go forward. We also had the second round of DAV debating, which was great. I personally debated, and we got a huge win, which was awesome, yeah. And we also had the choral concert yesterday, which was great. So, yeah, it's a busy day.
It's a busy day. It's a busy week. It's always a busy week at Xavier, and we're heading on again. Hey, as we wrap, thanks, Wilbur. I just love how, again, it just rolls off, everything that's happening around this school. It's great to hear. There's a lovely little segue sort of back Clara's way, because I'm a Queenslander, and I was a Brizzy boy, and I went boarding in my last, very happy in my great school in Brizzy, and I went off to board for 11 and 12, and really up central Queensland way into the coast in Yeppoon. Probably, I think, one of the best things I've ever done in my life. Standing on your own two feet, embracing a whole series of others that you might not necessarily come across there or paths cross, and just learning so much about living and about life and about being in community, sorting your academics out for yourself, and maybe, where it didn't work so well, and having to regroup and then get it to work. And so I have an incredibly fond memory of those 2 years. There may well be families out there to go, oh, do I do something like that for 2 years? And we're even noticing our own Zavarians, they've sort of fallen in love with the joint and they've got so many little passions and interests that they're pursuing, and maybe just those last 2 years in boarding at times just to round that off and be with mates for life, as Willem have spoken about so well in that sense of the great brotherhood that exists. So there are special times, but Clara, there's a little insight. it's nice to when paths go near
and,
it.
And I mean, here we are in May, and a credit to you, Alex, and your team. You know, the boarding house is not far off full for next year. So it's just a wonderful part of this great college.
Yes, and it's National Boarding Week next week, which is my personal favourite week of the year. I don't think it gets any better. So we're celebrating all things and highlighting all things boarding in our boarding students and our boarding community. So there'll be a few things happening throughout the week.
Fantastic. Hope it goes well. We should say Happy Mother's Day because it's not far away. Yeah. Mother's Day is Sunday. So to all the mums, have a fantastic day. You are loved and cherished. And yesterday the mass, just pretty special.
It was. And it was overflowing everywhere. Boy sitting next to mother in the three over at Burke Hall as well. Special stuff.
Wonderful, Bill and Wilbur. And hey, Willem and Clara and Alex, thanks for joining us. That was a really great chat. Enjoy your time at Xavier, Clara.
Thank you very
much. Sounds like we've got a real gem there. And we're back 7 days hence.